The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Okay, everybody's heard about problems caused by climate change. Everything from orphaned polar bears to rising seas. But this one is so gross it will certainly turn your head. Ticks are on the rise. Researchers at the University of New Hampshire have been counting the ticks on moose since 2014 and sometimes have found more than 100,000 of the bloodsuckers on a single dead moose. And yes, the animal died of anemia. Given that climate change has been delaying snow's arrival in New England winters, it only makes sense that ticks and other invertebrate pests are surviving longer. The longer-lasting warmth gives the ticks a leg up as they glom onto the moose, their preferred hosts, in the fall. Then they feed through the winter and hop off in the spring to lay eggs. While large numbers of ticks aren't great for adult moose, they're especially bad for moose calves, which frequently die from the onslaught. The methods the researchers used to collect their data was interesting. In order to not have to anesthetize the moose, they deployed big nets from a helicopter and only had to have their hands on the animals for less than 15 minutes. To date, the average number of ticks per moose studied was over 47,000.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.